Good evening, good evening. We're up to Semen Reish Pei Beis. We're up to Seif Hey, which is bottom of page 122. I'd like to complete the Semen tonight as well as going through Semen Reish Pei Gimel, which is one Seif, and then starting Semen Reish Pei Dal, which is the Halachos of Avtoira. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Seif Hey teaches us the following. Imloi Nimtza, we're up to the Halachos of the seven Aliyahs on a Shabbos laning. Imloi Nimtza, Mishadel, Lehavtirelo, Hechol, Moisim, Shalom, Likrish, Batur. The scenario is as follows. You've got a case that, only one person is able to read the Haftorah. So we're talking about Haftorah now. For the first time we're mentioning Haftorah. There's only one person who's able to say the Haftorah. It happens to be that individual who's able to lane, or to say rather, the Haftorah is actually one person who actually had an Aliyah earlier. What are you meant to do now? Because Mafti goes with Haftorah, Mafti Aliyah goes with Haftorah, and that individual who is able to say the Haftar, he's had an Aliyah earlier. What are you meant to do? So, im lo nimtza misho yodea lehafti, if you don't find anybody who's able to say the Haftorah, here means Haftorah. Hello, echad, only one, me'oysam, from those, she'od alikos bater, who was called up earlier, ve'kva omash li'achtzibu kaddish ha'chakiyas ha'pasha, and the kaddish was said already. What are you meant to do now? So now, the loch is as follows, zeh she'roitze lehaftiyah, the one who is able and wishes and is capable of saying the Haftar in the Novi, he should have another Aliyah now in the Torah. And he should make a bracha on the leaning. So we're learning now that Mafti goes together with Haftar, so much so that even if you, the only person who's able to lean down, to say the Haftorah, his individual had on the Aliyah earlier, nevertheless, but you have to give him Haftiyah. You must give him Haftiyah. So what you have to do is to give him an additional Aliyah now. Give him an again Aliyah. But he had an Aliyah 2 minutes earlier. He had Shlishi. He had Revi. Doesn't matter. You have to give him another Aliyah. You have to give him Haftiyah, because Haftiyah goes with Haftorah. Although he had an Aliyah earlier. It doesn't matter if he had an Aliyah before. Yes.
And you always have to go Kohen Levi Shul.
Yes.
And the Shul is always going to have the Haftorah because the Shlishi is also Maftir.
Yes.
What happens if the only person who can lay the Haftorah is a Kohen?
I don't know what you're going to do then.
Can't the Shlishi just do the brachas after and the Kohen do the Haftorah? Why can't someone else have the Aliyah and do the brachas and the Haftorah?
No, that's not really.
Okay,
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer. I don't know what the best of all the alternatives is. I'm not sure. We're going to get to that. That's going to be Reish Pei Dalet. I hope to get to that tonight, Mitzvah Hashem. We're up to the remote, so I'm not sure. Maybe we'll get more clarity in your question over the course of the. But at this point, Aval says the remote, "Im lo yomar kaddish, if he didn't say kaddish yet, yafti mi she'od leshvim yoyidea." Now, say this happened before you actually said Kaddish, suddenly realize, we didn't actually, the one who can say, we don't have anybody who can say Haftorah besides that individual. So, Mishal Shvi, Aval Im Loyama Kaddish, Kaddish wasn't said, Yafti Mishal Shvi Miyoida, the Shvi, the one who had the last Aliyah, he should be the one who should say Haftorah, if he's able to. Vimeshachem Shoitim Lahafti, Loyafti Mishal Akvan. If there's an alternative option, then don't give Maftir to somebody who had an Aliyah earlier.
So if you haven't done Kaddish,
yes.
And only the Shvi is able to say Haftorah, you're saying that there's no Haftorah, there's no Maftir at all?
No, the Maftir will be after Shishi, rather than making Kaddish and an additional Maftir. Does that make sense? Yeah, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us lemaisa now. Let's see. The point is that really you don't need 7 plus maftia. Really, 6 plus maftia is sufficient. Sivov, im tosh liach tzibu v'sima pashem shishi v'om ha-kaddish. Now, this was a bit of a fashla as well, a bit of a mishap happened over here, that the shliach tzibu, they went right all the way and they didn't do a shvi aliyah. They went right till the end of the parsha, and they said kaddish after 6 aliyahs as opposed to after 7 aliyahs. Hence, you don't have to do now shvi'i and maftia. No worry. You can just do now maftia after having six aliyahs. Because again, six plus maftia is sufficient rather than seven plus maftia. So if you went right six aliyahs and you finished the parsha with six aliyahs, Kaddish was said, what you do, you just go maftia now. You do maftia now. That's sufficient. Just do the shishi plus maftia. The kaim alone, because really we're paskin, as we mentioned on Thursday shir. Maftia oydele minyan shiva. Maftia can be counted for the shiva, for the seminal years. We're ready for Seif Zayin. Okay, they leaned on Shabbos morning. And they actually missed one posuk. Okay. They missed out the posuk. They forgot. They missed out the posuk. They have to go over it, v'shnayim imoy, and two with him. In other words, three aliyahs. Even if this happened after maftia, even if this took place after musaf, that they realized, you have to go back. He says only if it's a pasuk echot. So we're learning now that you have to go over the parasha again because you made a mistake. Even if that was after davening, suddenly realized, oh, actually, we forgot amnoich Hashem Elokecha. We forgot Bereshis, Bore Elokim, or whatever the Bishalach Paro is. It doesn't matter which pasuk. But if you realize that you've missed out a pasuk, even if it's after Musaf, go back and do it now with an additional two aliyahs. Now, I want to just check with you. What's the halacha if you didn't miss a whole pasuk, if you missed one word? Shulchan Aruch says, V'dilek pasuk echot. What's the halacha then? Absolutely, says the Mishnah Berurah, very obviously. Sifkot Lamidei, v'dilek posuk echot, v'adin teva achas, even if one word was missed. But it's more common that you miss a posuk rather than a word. So, choyze v'koyri, you have to go back and read an additional two. What does that mean? V'evoch lefonei v'lachre, you obviously make brachas, im ha-shloish ha-psukim, al ha-shloish ha-psukim on three psukim. So you have to do three psukim, And it doesn't matter the fact you had Musaf already, it doesn't make a difference that you had Maftir already, you have to get it right. Reish Pei Gimel, Loma in Mutzin, Shnei Sefer Torah B'Shabbos. Why don't we take two Sefer Torah out, has it occurred to you? Why don't we take two Sefer Torah out on regular Shabbos? On Yom Tov we do. On Rosh Chodesh we do. I mean, on Rosh Chodesh we fall on Shabbos, we do because there's Musaf. So there's also, why don't we lane the Psukim of Musaf, like we do on a regular Yom Tov, we lane also the Musaf. We lane that. So why don't we lane the Kop Musaf also on Shabbos? Save a second Sefer to imagine. Every Shabbos, a second Sefer for the Musafim. Techer Tzibur. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ma she'ein moitzin b'Shabbos Sefer Sheini, that we don't take out. A second Sefer Torah, likrois Pasha Musafim, to read the Pasha, the words, the Psukim, Musafim of the Musaf Korbanos. Why is that? Mipnei because She'ein bo Elo Shnei Psukim, is only two Psukim there, and we know. And Elaining has to have at least three Psukim, and here you only got two Psukim.
When you have Pesach, which is on a Shabbos, and Sukkot, which is on a Shabbos, one of them anyway, but you'd start earlier in order to make more aliyahs.
Mishnah Berurah's question, indeed. Says Sifkotn Aleph, Ve'en koyrim bat Sifkotn Aleph she'ein bo Ve'en koyrim bat Toira Poch Shnei Psukim. We never lay less than three Psukim. Kedal Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, as we learn in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. Ve'leit Story Vimo Psukim Sheloy Minyona Sheloyim. Why don't we just add Psukim which is not connected to the Korban Musaf? Yefshe, we don't do that. We don't just add random. Well, I can't call it random Psukim, but we don't add in. We don't add psukim which are not necessarily connected. So therefore, Korban Musaf we don't do on Shabbos.
But that's not the case with the parsha of Shabbos. You can do the parsha before it, which is the Korban Tomid.
Yeah, but that's not Korban. Yeah, I know, but it's Korban Tomid as opposed to Korban Shabbos.
But it still applies on Shabbos.
Yeah, I hear. But I suppose to. Yeah, I hear. But.
Yeah.
I think the answer, it's a very, very valid question. I think that the answer is because Korban Tomid is, it's not relevant now. If we're talking about adding the Korban Musaf, then to add the Tomid is not Minyonaj at all. I hear that. But you'll probably like the second answer better, Obazoi. Second answer will be satisfying your question better, which is not in line with the words of Shulchan Aruch. It's an additional reason. The Tosfos writes an additional reason. As we're going to see in the next Siman, we always have Haftorah. And Haftorah was established. What's the Haftorah always about? Yeah, well, what is it about? Oh, which part of the Parsha? Haftorah is always connected with Maftir. Always, with some exceptions. Never say always. It's connected generally to the Maftir. Haftorah is normally connected to Maftir in one way or another. So now, if that would be the case, so that you'd have to, that we would do a second sefer, and we would lay in Minyan Shel Yoim, would do Musaf Shel Shabbos. If that's the case, then what would have to happen with regards to Haftorah? We'd have to have every single Shabbos the same Haftorah, because Haftorah is connected to Maftir. Make sense so far? If we would lay in a second Sefer on Shabbos, and the second Sefer would be always the Korban Musaf, so every single Shabbos, the second Sefer Torah would be identical. The second laning would be the same. And if that's the case, Maftir would every Shabbos be the same. And if that's the case, then Haftorah would have to be every Shabbos exactly the same. Because Haftorah has to be connected to Maftir. So you'll have to lay in every single Shabbos, you'll have the same Haftorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Tosfos, V'yikarein b'shal Shabbos, if you read shal Shabbos, himkein yitzorech lehaftir, but the solik minei, Haftorah would always be, but the solik minei, what it's ended up with, v'hainyu inyone shal Shabbos, every single Haftorah will be connected to Maftir, which will be regarding Korban Musaf. Every single Shabbos will have the same Haftorah. And that's not acceptable. We can't have every single second. So again, just to get the Cheshbon right. Tosfos says that if we would lay in the second Sefer Torah, Korban Musaf, if so, then every single Shabbos, the second Sefer Torah, would be the identical reading. Yeah? And then if that's the case, then the Haftorah will have to be the same Haftorah, because Haftorah is always connected to Maftir. And if that's the case, every single Haftorah, every single Shabbos throughout the year will be the same Maftir, will be the same Haftorah. And that's not right. So I'm asking, what's the problem with that?
I was just going to ask, but maybe I don't know that well, but there may be more than one Novi that mentioned Shabbos.
Yeah, well, they'll have to get like close to... loads, and yeah, obviously not. Yeah, good point. Yeah, it just sounds like it's probably going to be hard to find 40, 50. But I want to ask you, Rabbi, say what's the problem with that? How many times was Shemoneh Esrei a day? Yeah, and it's okay. We manage. You know, it's like a challenge, but we manage. How many? Shema? How many times do we say Shema? We say Shema Shachris, and if. And, you know, and then we say it again by Ma'ariv, and if you're lucky, we say it by Kirshma Shalamit, we say it again. So anyway, so what's the problem if Haftorah would be, every single Haftorah would be the same? So okay, the Sfadim, our brethren, the Sfadim, they hold Slichas, they say the same Slichas, the whole El, same Slichas. So you say it every day. Pardon? So, is it a takana to learn Nach? We'll have to see it next. It's the next Mishnah Berurah. The only thing is to learn Nach. To learn Nach, although we're going to speak about that. Yeah. So I don't know. I think that, I don't know what it sounds like to me. That it's a bit like what you're saying. It sounds like to me that, obviously, we don't appreciate exactly what Haftorah is meant to be like. It obviously teach us a little bit what the Haftorah is not. It's not, you have to get involved with Haftorah a little bit. You have to engage Haftorah a little bit. And if you can't expect that, if it would be every single Shabbos, you'd have the same Haftorah, you can't expect to get engaged and to get busy and try to get into it. It would be meaningless. But it's too difficult. But since it's every, so I think that's probably what's behind it. The expectation is on us to have a bit of cash to the Haftorah. And that's more easy. That's easy if it's every week a different Haftorah. Yeah.
Am I making this up? Did they establish the Haftorah when there was a gezeirah against
learning? We learned that. Mamash next Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
The Arba Parshiyos that you have before and after Pesach.
Yeah. The Sheva, the Nechemta,
So, I mean, then you wouldn't be able to have a special Shabbos.
they're different. They have different Haftorahs, Taka. They're different Haftorahs.
But they have different Haftorahs too. So the point is that you'd either do it for like 2/3 of the year.
Right.
You wouldn't go do it for the whole year. And you kind of, if you can't do it for the whole year, then maybe it's just not going to be worth it anyway.
It's going to be too much.
Well, it's more like there'd be a point of doing it if you were going to do it. But if you're not going to do it because you've got...
You say that's not going to work for the whole. It's not going to. Okay. Rabbi says Simon Reish Pei Dalet Dine Avtera Veikosel Maftir Benovi Minyon No Shel Parsha Novi. Now Avtera has to be Novi and Minyon Shel Parsha. When Poschim the Chav Aleph Pesukim Avtera always has to be 21 Pesukim. 21 Pesukim at least. Why is after 21 Pesukim? Unless the topic is completed with less than 21 Pesukim, then it's sometimes okay. Because that generally we're going to have 21 Pesukim half Torah. We're going to still going to see now why. But let us first get a bit of background information. We've got beautiful Mishnah Berurah. We'll tell us a little bit about the background of half Torah. Okay. Sifkot Na'alev Maftirin. Kosav Alevush. The Levush writes, Tomati al shalir isi noigen lichter afteres kedin sefer. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. Why is that people don't have? People don't bother have the haftorah on kedin sefer like a sefer on klaf. Well, why don't people have haftorah on klaf? I'm really surprised, says the Levush. Ki oyo nireli. Because it would appear to me, she'en yoitz niklal b'kiyas haftorah b'chumash ma'nitfasim. It would appear to me that if you have got a chumash, you can't be yoitz haftorah with a regular standard chumash. A printed chumash. Kevin she'en yichtovim b'chol ilchas ha-sefer Torah megillah. They're not written obviously with the relevant halachas of a sefer Torah. The required halachas that has to be written on a sefer Torah. It's printed edition. That's not good enough. Why are we not makpid? Why are we just... In Shtibel they have a klaf. Chumash, you have a print edition of Chumash. Why is that good enough? For a Tazmogan Avom, Yeshua Minik, the Tazmogan Avom explain. For Sviru, the Avshuel, the Tfus, the Gamalaniya, Shalai, Begli, Mutalin, and Zer. The Tazmogan Avom explain, they justify the Minik, and they say that's okay. Mikol Mokum, the Tazmogan Avom, the Tzurich Likos, after Mitoch, Novish, Sholem, Hanitfas. For Loy Mitoch, after Levat, Hanitfas, Bechumash. Mogan Avom says, you know what, it's okay, it's good enough to have a printed version, but it has to be from a full Novi, not from just the relevant psukim at the end of the seder. That's not good enough. If you say the avtorah, it has to be from a full nach. Novi sholem anitfas. V'lo mitech avtorah levad anitfas b'chumash. V'chein gam kein das eli. Rabbe ein shom mikol mokem im ein lam rak avtorah anitfas b'chumash. If a shul only has the avtorah which is printed at the end of the seder, in order to cancel the of much better to have a klaf version of Haftorah. Because also the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then written with its appropriate kedusha. If it's printed, obviously there's no kedusha to it. The Gaon in the Klois, or it was called the Klois, the Vilna Gaon Shul, his own Besmedrash, they used to have a klaf. For Kohesni, Spashet Zebab Akilis Yisrael, for Asher Chalkom, and it is proper and right and praiseworthy for the Shul to have got a klaf for Haftorah, for Novi. Okay, so that's Mishnah Berurah. It starts off the discussion by telling us, you know, really, really, before we even start, Haftorah really should be written on a klaf. Driven on the klaf, and he said that there is mekilim taz magen avom. They justify the minik, the well-established minik. At most places don't have a klaf, so it's okay. But at least if you don't have a klaf, at the minimum you can. It has to be. You have to have on a novi, which is written in its completely complete novi, as opposed to just using in the chumash. And after in the back of the chumash, that's not good enough because you have to have a whole thing. But he said that's the bidyavet, and lechatchil you should have a whole klaf. I'm not sure. I was always wondering, and I don't have an answer. It is definitely true that the well-established minhag everywhere in Klal Yisrael, I mean, besides the Vilna Gaon who established in his own clothes, I think that it's true that most places didn't have a klaf. Besides Yerushalayim, the Pushim, they used to be manic, used to be noyik for many years already. Since the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, they came to Yerushalayim. They took many of the minhogim and chumras of the Vilna Gaon with. So the Pushim in Yerushalayim, they were always marked with tulein. Any Pushim shul, any Yerushalmi minhag shul, they always have klaf. You go to Shtibel Me'ashorim, you go to Shtibel Zichel Moshe, they have klaf for Avtoiras. Besides that, so the majority of klal is in middle, western, eastern European countries, they never had a klaf. I want to know as to whether was it just because they didn't have money for it. There was no finance, they just didn't have the cash for it. It's very expensive. It costs. They just didn't have the money for it. And therefore, if it's possible, One should asher chelkom. It's better to do it if one can. Or was there maybe another? It's hard for me to imagine. I mean, I can think of one particular shul in Germany. Some of the very famous big grand royal shuls and some of the very beautiful kehilas. They had sometimes 20, 30 sifat Torah, but they had no navion klaf. So it's hard to imagine and understand that just didn't have the money for the klaf. So was it that, or was there another reason for it? And Rabbi said, I do not know the answer. I don't know, I'm not sure. I really don't know. Yeah.
I wonder, and I really don't know, but I wonder if in some gilas there wasn't the expertise to learn Navi without Nekudah.
Could be. So it comes out because we want to support the actual kriya, that it should be the hidurin kriya, that the kriya shouldn't be neglected and with any mistakes. The key of the novice should be done properly. Hence, to have it on the craft would be more challenging. And it would therefore be machmas, it would be chumru really. Yeah. Do you want to ensure? Yeah, I know, but I don't think you. I mean, yeah, maybe that's. I am. I don't. Generally, you don't. But I don't know if it's. You're right, it wouldn't be ma'akvil, I say. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so I'm not sure. But I basically said, yeah. So therefore what? You're right.
So the sofa's writing it all, and quite a lot of it is not going to be...
True, it's definitely true. So you're saying that it is financially, it is a big challenge, because you're not necessarily going to use the whole... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But so let us see the background of the takana. Where does that come from exactly, this takana of Novi? Mishle Winsif Cotton Base tells us the background is... about time. Where does that come from? Where does that all come from? This is the takana of reading from the Novi. Mipnei. Shepam achas gozu gzeir al Yisrael. There was once upon a time, there was a gzeir on klal Yisrael. Sholayasku betoiro. I do not know exactly which generation this was. If anybody can help me out. I don't know when this took place. It was a gzeir on klal Yisrael. They may not lean from the Torah. Fekol, when was this? It was then? You know for a fact? Yeah, it was definitely Antiochus. Okay. Sholiasko b'toyer v'korben, it was then, yeah. V'korben nevim shiva v'perucholem. So they say, okay, we can't learn from the Torah, so we're going to look for an alternative. We're going to look from Novi. V'korben nevim shiva v'perucholem, and they made brachas on it. K'neged ha-shiva sh'yitzrichim lalois v'likos b'toyer. To make brachas in line with the seven aliyas that one does for the Sefer Torah. For the Ohio Korin, im kol echot pochas mishloish psukim. So they also would have seven aliyas. Like by Sefer Torah, by laning, it have seven aliyas. So in that generation, where they were unable to lane Torah, they would learn after Torah, they would learn Novi, they would do seven aliyas there too. And like by Sefer Torah, you need to have three psukim at least for every aliyah. So similarly also by Novi, they did seven aliyas for at least three psukim. So seven times three. So that's where it comes from. Kenegid Hashiva Shoyitzichim Nalos V'likos B'Torah V'loyoy Korinim Kol Echot Pochs M'Shoyish Psukim. They'll do at least three psukim each. V'Arei Ben Kulam Chof Al Psukim. And that altogether makes 21 psukim. Do they kach? Therefore, Afal Pishak Zera Botlo. Although the Zera nowadays doesn't exist anymore, Min Hogeloi Botel De Minnek still continues. V'Mishamachan therefore Tiknu Shemavti Yiko Benovi Loi Pochs M'Chof Al Psukim. And this established Akana remains of leaning, of having in the after 21 psukim. And we still, now that we can, obviously, we learn from the Sefer Torah first. We obviously, because of Kavod HaTorah, we can't neglect the Torah, but the minhag of still saying Novi, that is kept.
V'yvorech ha-mafti sheva brochas, t'ayinu shtei brochas v'yvorech ha-mafti ala Torah lefonim l'achir, v'achas al Novi lefonim l'achir, v'achir k'neged shiva shkor b'Torah,
and there's still seven brochas on it. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I just want to point out that it is, I think it's one of those treasures that we have, that nowadays a little bit gone forgotten. I know my great grandfather Zichron Levrach was a Rav in Mishkolz in Hungary. He's a very great killer. He used to make a point in yeshiva. He had a yeshiva. He was a yeshiva in his killer. Chosh v'bochim came from all over Hungary, and he made the point of giving a shiur Novi. He made the point of giving a shiur Novi because it's one of those chumash we all learn, sedra we all holding with, but Novi is sometimes a little bit neglected. And at least that Haftarahs one should keep in line with Haftarahs to know a little bit to have a bit of a picture and a bit of knowledge of what goes on in the Novi. So by having Haftarah, by Taki, that's what you have mentioned, Rabbi Feingold, that by learning the Haftarahs a little bit, that gives us a huge amount of ideas in Novi. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you mean they then or us? Then, which brachas they made? They made this regular brachas. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I do not know. Yeah. Yeah, but he's referring to nowadays. Could be. How do you know? What is he? Have you worked after Shavuot? Dainu shtei brachos shemivorchem mafti al atoyer lefonei v'la'achrov v'achas al anovi lefonei v'la'achrov k'neged shiva shekor b'toyer. You mean that then also it was like that? It could be. So Gideon Tain is that's the brach they made then as well. I don't know. Yeah. Now, an interesting question. Maybe just the Behater brings this. The Behater brings this in Sifkotna Aleph. He asks, why is it? Why is it that we actually always have Novi? Yeah, it's normally Nevi'im Rishonim, at times Nevi'im Achronim. But why do we never say, is it not from Ksuvim? Have you ever seen after from Tehillim, from Mishli? Why is it never Tehillim? Have it occurred to you? Why is the after he's never from Ksuvim? It's always from the Nevi'im. Why? Which after? Do you think that would be from Ksuvim? Interesting. The Beitav says, "Umar shekorim benevim v'loy beksuvim, mipnei sheloy timtzor shom me'ein in parshat Torah." We don't generally find that is connection in the Ksuvim straight to the Torah. It's different. It's different ideas, different thoughts, different parts of the Torah. And you won't find something which will lead straight to it, but you often have, in the Novi, you will often find something which is strongly connected to Mafti, to the Torah. Very often a straight connection. But you won't find that in the Ksuvim so much. And if it says, could be at times, it could be, but on the whole, you won't find Ksuvim directly connected to the Torah.
Now remember which Yom Kippur it is. There's the Aptero Dovid Melech, and there's two versions of that. Very long committal Tehillim. There's one in Tehillim. There's one which is very slightly different Gersa, rewritten in one of the
Nevi'im.
I don't remember which one it is.
Your test, Tehillim,
and I remember, is it Sippus?
Hazino.
They do it, but they're on Yom Kippur. Yeah, the point is, it's interesting stuff because they don't say it from Dylan,
But we're still going to go for the Novi.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, very, very quickly what we learned. We spoke about the end of Simon Reish Pei Beis, which gives us various scenarios. If a person goes for, there's a person who had already in Aliyah, yet you're going to ask him to do Maftir again, due to the fact that he's the one who is able to say Haftorah. We went to Simon Reish Pei Gimel, who tells us you don't have two, on a standard Shabbos, you don't have two, a second Sefer Torah. We don't do the Musaf Psukim because it's only two Psukim. The Tosafot gives us another reason. Otherwise, the Haftorah will have to be every week the same one. We don't do that. And then we went and seen Reish Pei Dalet, the Halachas of Haftorah, which tells us that it's always connected to the Parsha. We always have 21 Psukim in the Haftorah because of, historically, that's what happened. 7 times 3 is 21. Good evening, Rabbi Isai.